Chapter 3. The Power of Parables. Bridesmaids, sweeping, baking, seeds, birds, gardening, landlords, and neighbors. Jesus talked about all kinds of domestic things. He used these things to make a point, many points, actually, about his Father and what his kingdom is like. These stories that Jesus used to point us to our Heavenly Father are called parables. Jesus spoke in parables. Scripture tells us that Jesus used parables for two purposes. First, he spoke in parables to reveal things. As he spoke in parables, his words sifted through pretense and exposed the heart. He shed light on the everyday moments of our lives and made us see ourselves in the story. In Jesus' parables, he paints scenarios where we can look through the lens of our common circumstances to see comparisons between ourselves and God's character, his kingdom, and his activity in the world. The second thing Jesus did with his parables was to emphasize the point that his teachings were concealed from people who did not understand the things of God. Matthew chapter 13, verse 13 says, "This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." Jesus' parables demonstrate that spiritual things are concealed and hidden from people who are blind and deaf to spiritual things. Have you ever been in a classroom setting, in a meeting at work, at dinner with a friend, or in conversation with your spouse, and all of a sudden, his or her voice interrupts your train of thought with, "Do you know what I mean?" And it becomes apparent to you and to that other person that you, indeed, do not know what they mean. Maybe you tuned out a long time ago. Perhaps in that moment, you might blush or ask for clarification. You might even confess to the other person, "I wasn't listening. Would you please repeat what you were saying?" But spiritual blindness and deafness differ from daydreaming or from spiritual attention deficit disorder. This is more than a temporary condition in which the remedy is merely that you need to just pay attention. You cannot just listen closer or clean your glasses to try to focus better, to understand the